after repeatedly threatening he'd retaliate if Iran attacked. His initial response to the rocket strikes was surprisingly low-key. "All is well," he wrote on Twitter, adding, "so far, so good," when it came to the assessment of casualties and damage.
Basic Education says it acknowledges the challenges faced by schools in rural areas, including the need for infrastructure development. This after the 2019 national matric pass rate was announced at 81.3% compared to 78.2% in 2018. Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga elaborates.
It pains us more than anybody to see our young professionals, our young teachers working in those environments they find themselves in. It pains us to visit schools and find that you can't even motivate learners because we acknowledge that the environment is not suitable. But we are saying with them, let's work together whilst government is continuing to improve infrastructure and improve conditions, but let's do the best under all the difficult circumstances.
National Union of Metal Workers, NUMSA, has expressed anger at the constant load shedding by Eskom. It says every December and January, the power utility plunges the country's economy into crisis. Our reporter Ditaba Tsotsetsi has more.
NUMSA has called on the Minister of Public Enterprises, Pravin Gordhan, to take drastic measures that will help Eskom avoid the constant load shedding. It says Eskom does not have the necessary human capital for maintenance of the current fleet of power stations. The labor union has cautioned that load shedding will result in the loss of jobs and destroy livelihoods of many people.
And four suspects are expected to appear at the Rustenburg Magistrates Court in the Northwest today for allegedly trying to sell lion paws. The Hawk says the suspects are facing charges of contravening the National Environment Management Biodiversity Act. Another look now at the top story at 9. Iranian state TV says at least 80 Americans have been killed in attacks involving 15 missiles launched by Tehran on U.S. targets in Iraq. As I'll have more for you at the top of the hour. For 5 News, I'm Erin Fox, and welcome to Ham and Time.
It's Ham and Time. Serving up the best part of your morning, a full spread buffet of thought-provoking content.
So true.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12. We bring you the kingliest king of brunch.
Ning Hammond, proudly South African. Content so relevant, live from Johannesburg.